Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
My goodness. Let's pray together. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight and remind us that you are with us always. You do not leave us and you do not forsake us. And so, Lord, we can trust your timing and we can wait on you. We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. So obviously the story of that song is the story of Lazarus being raised from the dead, and it is one of the most profound moments in all of Scripture. And when I knew that I was going to be preaching that text last Sunday, I knew that we had to talk about that song this Friday. And here's why. Every person on the face of the earth can identify with that song. We can all identify with the notion of, God, where are you? God, why aren't you answering now? God, why is this not going the way that I feel like it should go? We can all identify with the reality of times when it feels like God just doesn't show up on time. And we can deal with the disappointment that goes with that. If we're honest, it's hard when we feel like God's not hearing our prayers or God's not answering in our timeline. And what we have to do is we have to come back to the reality that God is God and we are not. And God can see everything and we see just a portion of the picture. If you will, he sees the puzzle box top that's got the whole picture laid out. And all we see is just a portion of a piece of the puzzle. And so we have to trust him. And the good news is we can. So I want to invite you to turn your attention to one verse in Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 14. But I want to give you this theme, and it's the theme that the song that we just heard reminds us of, and it is this. When Jesus is 4 days late, he's still on time. When Jesus is 4 days late, he's still on time. You remember the story. You remember that Jesus, who was friends with Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus, he was distant from them at the time, and Lazarus got sick. So they sent word to Jesus, and he didn't come. And they watched their brother get sicker and sicker, and finally, they saw their brother die. There was still no sign of Jesus. And they buried Lazarus, their brother, this young man whom they loved so much that they knew Jesus loved. But why hadn't Jesus come? Why didn't Jesus show up on time? They knew that Jesus could have healed him. He could have saved him. He could have kept him alive, but Jesus didn't come. And so their hearts were broken. Their hearts were broken that they had lost their brother, and their hearts were broken that Jesus hadn't gotten there in time. And yet they still had faith in him. So they waited for him to come. There was a folk belief at this time that when a person died, their spirit would hover over their body for 3 days. And after 3 days, if the body wouldn't let the spirit back in, the spirit would depart. Now, that's not biblical. That was just a folk belief. There's nothing in the Old Testament that tells us that's what happens. There's nothing in the New Testament that tells us that's what happened. But sometimes we can believe strange things. Well, for 3 days, they waited and they hoped. 3 days came and 3 days went. And then day four. On day four, there's no hope left. On day four, it's over. The death watch had come to an end. And that's when Jesus shows up. So that is the context of this story. Now, you know how the story ends. You know that Martha's going to run and she's going to greet Jesus and she's going to express her heart to Jesus. She's going to say, Lord, where were you? If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And then Martha's going to make a statement that reveals the faith that remains inside of her. Yet, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you even now. Jesus says, your brother will rise again. Martha goes back into her Sabbath school file and pulls out the notion that there will be a general resurrection at the end. And so I know that he will be raised on the last day, she says. And Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, yet though they die, yet shall they live. And anyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she makes this profound declaration of her faith. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the one who was to come into the world. Well, then Mary comes. And Mary only comes because Martha went and got her. Mary comes and she falls at Jesus' feet weeping. She says the same thing Martha said. Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would still be alive. Except for Mary's statement isn't followed up by what Martha said. She just weeps. She just hurts. She just cries. The Bible says that Jesus looks at her weeping there. And he looks at the crowd around her and the hurt that they're experiencing. And we get the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Jesus knew exactly what he was getting ready to do. He was going to go to the grave. He was going to have them roll the stone away. He was going to call Lazarus to come forth. And he who was formerly dead, with all hope gone, was going to come back to life. But he wept nonetheless. And I think he wept because of his deep and abiding love for Mary, for Martha, for Lazarus, and for all the people who were gathered there. They would see the power of God revealed through Jesus, their friend and their Lord. They would see that in Jesus Christ, it all turned out just fine in the end. So the story of this moment in Scripture, which is the story of the song 4 days late, I believe is typified in one verse in the Bible, Psalm 27:14. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." So in light of the story of Lazarus and in light of the story of life in Jesus Christ, we can wait for the Lord. We can be strong and we can take courage because our God is trustworthy. And in Jesus Christ, the victory is assured to us in the end. That doesn't mean the journey is going to be easy along the way. And that doesn't mean there won't be moments that don't make sense. But the victory is assured in the end in Jesus Christ. SouthernGospelMusicLyrics.com did a story on this song, 4 days late, that was released by Karen Peck and New River in the year 2000. It was written by Aaron Wilburn, and Karen Peck and New River recorded it, and it actually was released on their 2000 album, A Taste of Grace, and it was the Southern Gospel Music Song of the Year in the year 2000 and was also nominated for a Dove Award. And so it really gripped the nation 20 years ago. I think it still grips our hearts today. When asked if Karen gets tired of singing this song 4 days late, this is what she said. "Where the anointing of the Lord is, nothing grows old, and that song never grows old. That song has a powerful anointing on it." She said, "I'll be singing that song 100 years from now," she laughs. "I will sing that song until the day the Lord calls me home." Karen continues, "4 days late speaks life to people. There's not a person on the face of the earth that cannot relate to that song. We all have felt that God was late in our life, and we prayed and said, 'Lord, where are you?' And we can all give an account and say it was when all was said and done, the Lord never left. He was always there, and His timing is the best timing of all." And I'm going to tell you, in my life, I cannot count the number of times I have gone to YouTube and typed in 4 days late and listen to Karen Peck and New River sing this song. And I cannot tell you how many times that I have sung along with them. I cannot tell you how many times I have wept, recognizing that though it feels like God is not hearing me now, He still hears me. And though it feels like God is not near me now, He's right there with me. And though it feels like I am all alone and all hope is gone, our God is a God who, even though He's 4 days late, He's still on time. So I just want to read to you the lyrics of this song, and I want you to allow them to wash over you and to encourage you and to strengthen you. And maybe one day you'll join me in going to YouTube and typing in 4 days late and hearing Karen Peck sing this song and being encouraged by this story of how our God has power even over death when it feels like all hope is gone. Hear the words of this song penned by Aaron Wilburn, 4 days late. The news came to Jesus, "Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way." Martha ran to him, and then she cried, "Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive." But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you waited so long. But his way is God's way, not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time? Jesus said, "Martha, show me the grave." But she said, "Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days." The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, "Lazarus, come forth." Then somebody said, "He's alive. He's alive." You may be fighting a battle of fear. You've cried to the Lord, "I need you now," but he has not appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, because he's still the same. He'll soon be here. He'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name. When he's 4 days late and all hope is gone, Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long, but his way is God's way, not yours or mine. And isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. God, it's great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. I pray that the message of this song so encourages your heart tonight. I pray that it compels you to trust Jesus more, even when things don't make sense. I pray that you would shed tears, perhaps even of sorrow, that it's not happening just yet or the way you want it to. But then you would shed tears of joy as you are reassured that our God sees you. Our God is in control. And he's doing things you cannot now fathom. Things you don't know he's doing. You can't know that they're happening. You know, Jesus had already told his disciples that Lazarus's illness would not end in death. But Mary and Martha didn't know that. And who knows what proclamation he's already made about what you're going through. And so trust him. Wait on him. Be strong and of good courage. Wait on the Lord. Because even when he's 4 days late, he's still on time. Let's pray. Lord, we're so thankful for this song. We're so thankful for the story off of which this song is based. We're so thankful that we have hope in Jesus. And even when it seems like all hope is gone, even when it seems like you have forgotten us and you have forsaken us and you are not listening, you show us in amazing and miraculous ways that your promise is good, that you will not leave us and you will not forsake us. And so, Lord, give us strength. Give us courage. Help us trust and follow you. And help us to know that you are our God who loves us. And there, help us find rest. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.